Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Well, Kim and I have both experienced it. I know other people have told me they've seen these abortion initiative petition, signature collection people who are being paid hourly to stand around and try to lure people into signing some petition. And there's been an effort on the part of the Missouri Right to Life folks called Decline to Sign, where they give you 10 good reasons why you shouldn't be signing this thing. And the Post-Dispatch chose to attack that effort the other day. Like, how dare they suggest people not sign on to this abortion petition? It's really silly season, but you expect that kind of stuff out of the Post-disgrace these days. We have Senator Bob Onder, former Senator Onder, on the phone right now. Of course, is running for Congressional District 3 as well. Bob, welcome back.
Good morning, Mark. Great to be back.
You know, I take it as a little bit of a badge of honor that you and I have spent a lot of time in the paragraphs of the Post-Dispatch lately, not the least of which for the school board elections recently.
Well, yes, we have been in the Post-Dispatch. And, the editorial board of the Post-Dispatch are not fans of ours, Mark.
I get that impression. I really don't know why.
I don't know.
Let's talk about this criticism they've got of the Decline to Sign effort.
Yeah, Mark, as you know, a couple of days ago, the St. Louis Post-Dispatch carried a lengthy, I would call it a hit piece, against the Decline to Sign effort. And, the deal is, of course, that out-of-state progressive billionaires are spending many millions of dollars with these paid signature gatherers you mentioned, trying to get abortion into our Constitution, first by paying these signature gatherers to use deceptive language to fool Missouri voters into creating a really unlimited right to abortion without parental consent laws, without health and safety regulations. And they're down. They're getting desperate. They're down to fewer than 3 weeks left to gather their signatures. May 5th is the deadline. They are short of signatures, including here in the St. Louis metro area, Congressional District 3, the place where I'm running for Congress, is one place they're short on signatures. And the Post-Dispatch purported to refute all of our arguments against passing this radical abortion amendment. I would just point out to the fact that the amendment says that, quote, any denial, interference, delay, or restriction of the right to reproductive freedom shall be presumed invalid. Well, what are health and safety regs other than a restriction or an interference, if you will? What are parental notification or consent laws other than a restriction? And what are bans on partial birth abortion or public funding for abortion other than a, quote, restriction? And we know that the radical abortion left will go to court and will try to strike down all of our pro-life laws on that basis. So, I think the Decline to Sign effort and what Missouri Right to Life is saying about this radical abortion petition is 100% correct, Post-Dispatch to the contrary.
I so appreciate you putting that information out about, hey, if you accidentally signed it, I don't know, they tricked you with language or whatever the case may be, here's where you go to get your name off this petition. Because when I've been approached by these people, they are really slick and they're spreading misinformation. And if you don't know your facts, which quite frankly, a lot of people don't when it comes to this topic, they can fool you. They'll tell you you can't get care for a miscarriage, for example.
Yeah, exactly, Kim. Let's not gild the lily with this misinformation word that's so overused these days. They're lying. They're lying. Pro-life obstetricians, gynecologists have taken care of miscarriages for hundreds of years. Doctors who would never do abortions, they all know how to take care of miscarriages. And in Missouri, since we became a fully pro-life state, doctors continue to take care of miscarriages. When they say that in some way the new law, the heartbeat bill, will interfere with your right to get your miscarriage taken care of. They're just lying. They're just making that up.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I got you on here, Bob. I wanted to mention, I think since the last time we talked, since the school board elections anyway, Wentzville has now fired, gotten rid of, accepted the termination of their superintendent. And all the headlines are, well, this is going to cost them $1 million. How in the world did this happen?
Yeah, well, it goes back, Mark, of course, to the fact that we have three very good, courageous school board members in the Wentzville School District who called out the fact that the superintendent and the staff and the board, the rest of the board members, were moving toward allowing boys and girls restrooms and shower rooms with a new transgender policy. And not only were they doing that, they were doing it behind closed doors in violation of the Sunshine Law.
Right.
So, so Attorney General Bailey back in September filed a lawsuit, a Sunshine lawsuit, and then Danielle Tormala, this woke superintendent, proceeded with a campaign of retaliation and intimidation against the three courageous school board members, to the point that Attorney General Bailey had to send on February 22nd a cease and desist letter to stop retaliating against the whistleblowers and intimidating witnesses. But Tormala kept doing it. She threatened to sue the board members personally. She filed frivolous complaints against the board members. Finally, essentially, she extorted that $1 million settlement out of the district. I think it's very little short of extortion. She engaged in behavior that, you know, any at-will employee would have been fired for cause long, long ago. The problem is she had a contract, so rather than go through expensive litigation, the district settled with her. But I really believe her so-called settlement with the district was little short of extortion. Yeah. She needed to be fired for cause.
And importantly, they now have an opportunity to do a real search for somebody who's going to listen to the parents in that district. I hope that's what happens next.
That's right. And they need shorter term contracts. I think, unfortunately, yes. People tell the board what they like to hear, and then they get in and they think they own the place. They think the board members work for them. No, the superintendent works for the board, and the board works for the people and the children of the school district, not the other way around.
So, Bob, I got about a minute left here. You want to be in Congress. What would you be doing if you were in the House right now? They're trying to get rid of Mike Johnson.
Yeah, look, I don't think it's a good precedent. Love or hate Kevin McCarthy, love or hate Mike Johnson, I don't think it's a good precedent for a small handful of Republicans to join with all the Democrats to unseat a sitting Republican Speaker of the House. I don't think that's a good idea. But I do think the House needs to be more muscular about putting forward a House position, a Republican position on these spending issues, and then negotiate with Chuck Schumer, not pass out a bill that Chuck Schumer likes and then Joe Biden will eagerly sign.
Right. Where can people go to find out more about your campaign?
Yeah, BobOnderMoe.com is my website, and at BobOnderMoe on Twitter and Facebook.
Dr. Bob, always great to get you on. Thank you.
It's great to be back. Thank you, Mark.
All right, see you soon. We'll always appreciate spending a few minutes with him, and I think he's spot on there on what's going on up in D.C. for sure.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it, with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.